Welcome to the Let Small Talk podcast, where we believe learning never stops. This week's podcast episode is set up to help you get one step closer in your learning journey. Now here's your host, Chris Bernardo.
Welcome to the first episode of Let Small Talk podcast. It's great to be doing this and letting the world know my opinion and co-host Tristan's opinion on worldwide discussions and just letting information flow freely. Unfortunately, Tristan will not be with us in this one, but we'll see him in the next one. I was just looking at my screen time recently, and it's been through the roof with TikTok and messages. My screen time was up 15% since last week. Speak about screen time, this episode is about screens such as phones, iPods, tablets, etc. in school environments. And I quote, "We found that students having cell phones was interfering with students' learning," end quote. This was said by Amy Schless, principal of Bronx Academy of Letters. Well, this got me thinking, should cell phones truly be banned in schools? Now, when I thought of this, I immediately said no, and that's because I own my own cell phone and I do attend school on a daily basis. So I feel like that made me a little biased. So I did some research, and I found out that a class study was done in class by themselves. A Colorado math teacher asked her class of 23 students to place their phones on their desks and mark down every time they got a notification up on the school board. This experiment lasted only 30 minutes, and in that amount of time, the board was filled up with nearly 268 notifications, and they did not complete any work because of the distractions. Now that's absolutely absurd with the amount of notifications those kids get. My high school sisters barely get any notifications, and the most notifications they get are from Gmail and mail. I also found out that some schools are using AI technology for extra help students, such as students with disabilities, like being deaf, blind, or any other special needs. I find this really cool because we're using AI not only to better the world, but to better school systems. Now, word prediction technologies, such as tablets, smart boards, and similar technologies, also lessen the emphasis of special needs students using something that implies they're different. In other words, using technology allows them to blend in while also encouraging them to speak up and stand out. It also allows students to learn in a way better suited for their brain and learning style. Lastly, principal of a school down in Orlando, Florida, said phones were used to set up fights, vape meetups, and set up ways for students to meet up in bathrooms. Students use the bathrooms as a way to get out of class and play on your cell phones and talk to other students, making the school environment less of a school, but more of a bathroom hangout for most kids. I don't want to be the judge of whether phones should be allowed in schools or not, but in my personal opinion, I feel they should not be allowed in school. But this also depends on the school system and school environment the schools put out. Alrighty, so that's it for the first episode of Let's Small Talk podcast. I'm your host, Chris Bernardo, and we'll small talk in the next one. Peace.